Welcome to the Chopped Liver Podcast.
We are your hosts, Elise and Ame, and today we're doing a book recommendation episode.
This month's recommendation is The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. It's a course in discovering and recovering your creative self.
Sounds very much like a self-help book, but that's okay. We're not ashamed.
Definitely.
Sometimes as creative people and humans in general, we need a little bit of guidance and help.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
What's so funny about this book is that we didn't realize we were both working through it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one weekday night, you're just scrolling through Instagram, seeing what everyone's up to. And Ame posted a post. Yeah, she posted on Instagram that she got this new book that she's working on. And I instantly messaged her. I was reading the book literally while it was just on my bedside table. I was like, what is the coincidences that we're both going through the same book without even mentioning it to each other?
Just crazy. And then I also found out another friend of ours is also reading this book and everyone's doing it in secret. I suppose it's because it's a self-help-ish kind of book. No one actually wants to admit that they're doing it. But then when you actually talk about it and you see everyone's doing it, then it's pretty cool to actually realize that there's a community of people that's working through the same stuff and, you know, trying to find a way to be more creative.
That's exactly it. You're realizing that everyone is somewhat struggling with the same things you are and trying to find your creativity or refine your creativity or just somehow keep a sense of momentum in it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been helpful.
Sure. And then interestingly enough, I think that we are coming from two different perspectives in reading this book, like you being a practicing artist or trained and practicing artist yourself, and me from a perspective of really being a creative rather than an artist and a researcher of art practice. So I find that's quite fascinating. And I think that's pretty cool to talk about coming from two different angles, because it's not just for artists. And she speaks about that it is actually for many different people in different trades, that writers, artists, filmmakers, musicians, anyone, I think, that just wants to follow whatever their passion is and just to how to develop that, which I find super fascinating about the book. And I've like related to that in so many different ways other than being creative, just in a personal level with simple everyday tasks. Like you could totally use this book to just kind of channel your energy into the right things.
And I think what's quite interesting is that she speaks about creativity quite broadly. I mean, it is just for, like you said, writers, musicians. And I think that's a nice thing to remember, is that creativity is such a broad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just I'm an artist, therefore creative. Mm-hmm. But where it's helped me a lot, and like I may mention, like me coming from a art studying background and classifying myself as a practicing artist, but I still find that I need some help in trying to maintain my creativity. Because I so often get those creative blocks and just those slumps where I'm just like, what should I make? Nothing makes sense anymore. I think it's just rediscovering why you are a creative and the type of content that you want to make. And that's been really helpful for me to kind of tap into that same excitement that I had when I first started studying, because it's all new and exciting and you're tapping into like a creativity that you haven't necessarily before. And I think going through that phase, and then when you're now out on your own, and I have been for quite a few years now, but you lose that sense of momentum very quickly. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you've got your day job and you've got all of this, but what's nice is that she breaks down the book in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And we are still stuck on week one,
mm-hmm.
for, I think, the last 2 months now.
Don't tell anyone.
But it's okay. Life happens. And if we're stuck on week one for another month, that's okay too.
mm-hmm.
And so that's just been really helpful for me. It's because I have this guide that I can follow and I can go back to when I am mm-hmm. feeling that rut.
And I think also, you know, creativity is in everyone, not in just people producing artworks. And I love that is spoken about in the book, and also the methods that they are using, or that she's asking you to use to channel your creativity, is all actually introspective. And it's creativity is flowing from yourself, and putting aside like negative things that you think about yourself is actually the first step. I mean, we don't know what's going to be in the rest of the book, but in chapter one or in week one, it's really about looking at yourself and just nothing is stopping you to be creative, just the things within yourself. And I think that's for me where it's become quite interesting, is because I've always had a desire to create or to draw or whatever. And she speaks about nurturing your inner artist child, and I think I've always done that. Like, I don't see myself as an artist or anything like that, but I've always wanted to make stuff and I've always wanted to create stuff, and I've fed my little artist child, and it's obviously growing into something bigger. But for me, as just a creative person, I think the things that she speaks about, how we block ourselves in thinking that, you know, I can't be an artist. And I've always said this, you know, like, oof, you know, not, I never want to be an artist. That's always what I told myself. But actually in real life, I practice artist practices. I don't aspire to necessarily be a selling gallery artist or to make a living from selling art. But I do enjoy like nurturing my skills in being able to draw or being able to produce something creative. And I think that that's what for me is the most interesting thing about the book, is that it's actually saying like there's actually no reason for you not to develop yourself, develop your skills. From my perspective, it's drawing, but from someone else's perspective, it might be writing a book or doing whatever, learning how to cook. She even speaks about learning how to cook and how that, how these practices enable you to do that.
What's really quite interesting is she talks about creativity in a way where it's just, her methods are really about channeling that creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Her methods and the tasks that she give do seem quite strange from the beginning. Because like, how is that going to unlock my creativity? But one of the ones, that the first one she talks about are morning pages, which involves you first thing in the morning, which I struggle to do, is write 3 pages of just stream of consciousness writing. How she phrases it is that it helps you kind of get all of the thoughts fogging up your mind mm-hmm. out onto paper. Get it down on there, have it done with the day, and then you can kind of start the day very fresh so you don't have any mm-hmm. of your worries there. And I must say, it's been very helpful. Just
really?
Kind of writing in the mornings. It does, even though it's 3 pages, and we've both writing on little A5 pieces of paper.
Actually expects you to do it on an A4 page. But since we're both rebels, I think it's okay. Like, I think we can do A5. She'll forgive us.
I think it's enough, because you think, okay, I'm just going to stream of consciousness write 3 pages. It's going to take 10 minutes. It feels like a half an hour of long writing.
Mm-hmm.
In any kind of creativity, and maybe from my perspective, you do go very inward. Mm-hmm. And it, no matter what you make, there is a part of you that exists within the artwork. This act of going inward and kind of really looking closely at what your thoughts are and writing them down is a good act, because you're kind of tapping into that. When you're kind of forced to write and just write without thinking about what you're writing, I think that act you can very quickly, well, maybe easily translates into when you're making work, because like, just make it, just stream of consciousness, make work, mm-hmm. stream of consciousness, draw. And I think those can really easily overlap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I'm really honest, I haven't actually had, it hasn't inspired me necessarily to produce work. I haven't applied myself to actually making work, or it's been a bit difficult. But what I have found with the morning pages, which I really love, is that I'm so focused for the rest of the day, because everything that I've thought about in or written down in those morning pages are like out of my head, and I can just focus at the task at hand. And for me, a lot of what I do in my actual job, or my real job at Devacrit, is to channel creative energy into projects. And I've found that the morning pages actually help tremendously in just focusing my energy into what it is that I need to do. And I think that's still like a first step type of thing. You know, I haven't gone that far into the book, and I will apply it to physical art practice as well. But I just generally, I think that it's really cool. It's helped me a lot in focusing myself. And then I also love what she was saying, just as a mind shift, that you have to actualize your interests. Like, you shouldn't be afraid to do the things that you need to do. And we have spoken about this also in our intro episode, is that just the courage to go ahead and say like, oh, I'm going to do this thing. And you could just, it's so easy to watch Netflix, or it's so easy to do something else, but actually to go and pursue something, or just go to the shop and buy those paintbrushes, no idea what you're going to do with them. But the fact that you have them, and then the next step would be to actually just make a mark with the things that you have. And I love that she just speaks about that really, really early on. Just to actualize your interest, whatever it is. It's not it's not a dumb interest. Like, obviously, if you're interested in that, you should pursue it.
Mm.
And she is very encouraging about that, and I just love that.
One of the things that she says up front is, like, it's never too late. Maybe with people who have gone into non-creative fields and want to pursue something creative, this book would be really great. If you find yourself in a job where you are at a desk job and you're like, listen, I want to really start a hobby, I want to do something different because I have this pent-up creative energy, and she kind of gives you the tools to access that and make you feel that it doesn't matter if you're stopping at ground zero, you can still do this and still make a success out of it,
mm-hmm.
which I quite like.
Mm, and I also want to just point out for me, is like I often, well, not often, but I would sometimes think, oh, I'm going to read this book and I'm going to have all the answers and it's going to be fine and I'm going to be great. But actually, you have to go and do the work. A book, a self-help book, or let's call it a self-help book, a book like this is only going to give you tools to think about something in a certain way. But you going out there and actually doing it is the most important thing, and to keep doing it. And it's not easy. And I think that's a takeaway that I really want to put out there, is that you're going to do it once, but if you do it every day, ooh, and then she speaks about the artist date, which is actually just perfect coming into this point now, is that you have to make a date with yourself to go and do something. And it's not necessarily, I love that she says, it's not necessarily doing something practical, but it's taking a couple of rand and going to the movies, or going to look at books at a bookshop, or going to look at an exhibition, or doing something that actually feeds that interest. And doing it every week. And it is difficult. I've also found it difficult to make that appointment with yourself for a couple of hours. But how important that is, because that's doing the work, and one thing will lead to another. And that's very exciting.
I've really enjoyed that artist date thing, because like I said, life gets crazy, life happens. And I think after a long day at work, you're like, I just want to rest, watch some Netflix, and not have to think about anything else. But my trap is always, I'm thinking, oh, I know I'm tired, but I know as soon as I get into doing something in my studio, I'm going to love it and I'm going to enjoy it and I'm going to get that burst of energy. But what's nice is I've kind of turned my artist date. I'm doing Monday meditation drawings with Catherine Bull, and that's been really wonderful, because where I've kind of gotten in touch with drawing again, which has been such a great experience. So for me, that's every Monday, 2 hours that I'm purely dedicating to drawing. And what's great about the classes, well, they're more workshops than classes, but you are just drawing for the sake of drawing. A lot of the drawings that we're doing blindfolded. So it's really just listening and feeling what your hands are doing, feeling the medium, and just drawing just for the sake mm-hmm. of it. And I think that's been really nice. And that's where it's been such a nice tool for me to use that with the artist dates, is that it's just doing something for the sake of doing it because you love it. There's no pressure to do it. It's just doing something you love and doing something purely for yourself.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I think we both will recommend this book to anyone. It's available. I got mine at Exclusive Books, the birthday voucher, lucky me. But it is available at online, I think, at Loot and Take a Lot and a few other places.
Yeah, I got mine quite a few years ago from a secondhand bookshop. My mom actually bought it for me.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this might be useful. I think it was in secondary or something. And
it's like Japanese covering, which is really appealing.
But yeah, I think in general, these book recommendations, I mean, we're not going to tell you, no, go buy this book and read this book and it's going to change your life. But it's showing that we are huge book lovers and we're huge fans of knowledge and research and constantly trying to find ways to develop our knowledge and our skill sets. So really, these book recommendations are just going to be us sharing with you guys what we love, and hopefully you guys will find something interesting in it too, and maybe find a spark of interest and creativity to bounce off of.
Yeah, and to get through that creative block, even though there are a few creative blocks in here as well, overcoming the block of the book is a real thing. But overcoming creative blocks is like a huge, what is the word?
Milestone.
Achievement as well. So,
and if anyone is currently working on the book, and maybe you're further in the chapters than what we've managed to get, please let us know. We'd really like to know how you guys are finding the book, finding the methods, if they're helping, if they're not. Just let us know. And yeah,
thank you for listening, and we'll see you at the next one.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye. For more information on the platform, visit our website, choppedliversociety.com, and like us on Facebook and Instagram, and bring your friends.
And this podcast was produced by Jonathan Bell at Bell Studios in Johannesburg.